Well, Mr. Brady, the Obama administration has released their numbers on the new Pelosi health care bill, and I thought it was supposed to save us money on health care expenses. Why isn't that happening?
Well, the president's own agencies, Health and Human Services, has analyzed Speaker Pelosi's bill, and it will drive up health care costs by more than $250 billion in new federal dollars. So the promise that this would lower health care costs is not true. In fact, it's going to drive it sky high, which goes along with increased Medicare prescription costs for seniors. And then, of course, there'll be higher premium rates across the board. So this bill does exactly the opposite of what most people want, which is lower health care costs.
And when they see costs increasing by almost $300 billion over the first 10 years, that's with the budget gimmicks in place, isn't it?
It is. And not only does the president's own agency say that this will drive up healthcare costs, but that Pelosi's plan doesn't have the savings that they claim it does. In fact, that's one of the reasons it's going to continue to add more and more to the debt every year.
Majority Leader Reid in the Senate is talking about starting debate on his version any day now. Now we're also hearing that that might include an increased Medicare payroll tax for certain earners. Will people making over $250,000 be enough?
No, it won't. In fact, they're looking at all sorts of tax increases to try to figure out how to pay for this bill, which, again, I think is one of its fatal flaws, which is they want to cover the uninsured by raising the price of health care on everyone else. Those who have insurance, those who have Medicare, those who get it through their private company. So again, rather than focusing on lowering the cost of health care so more can afford it, they're just determined to find ways to increase taxes on working people.
Meanwhile, the majority of Americans are now saying they think that healthcare is their responsibility and not the government's.
This is the first time in many years where the American public is starting to say it is not the federal government's responsibility to provide healthcare, but it is, in fact, ours. And their thought, of course, is looking at this huge bureaucracy, over 111 new federal agencies, commissions, and mandates in between them and their doctor. They see government trying to determine and be part of our most intimate healthcare decisions, and they're saying no to it. The polls say the American public do not want this big government takeover, neither the Pelosi plan or what's being looked at the Senate.
Well, Mr. Brady, we learned this past week that five of the September 11th suspects, we call them terrorists, will be facing trial in New York instead of Guantanamo Bay. And one of these is the self-proclaimed architect of 9/11. Is this the right move for America's safety?
I don't think these terrorists ought to be just treated as common criminals for their terrorist attack on us. This gives them a world stage and a legal system that they can game, and I think rub the victims' noses in it each and every day. I think they should have been tried in Guantanamo, in military trials, far removed from the opportunity to spread their propaganda and make those thousands of victims relive that terror once again.
Well, we keep hearing soon, we're going to have a decision on what to do with Afghanistan soon from the White House, but still no decision. We've got an administration that's got multiple plans on the table and no decision. Now, you were in Iraq after the surge. You were in there with the first congressional delegation. You got to see what happened when they went in there. Does the president need to take a look at that when he makes his decision?
I'm concerned that the longer this decision is delayed, the worse it gets. Seeing the U.S. ambassador in Afghanistan openly, publicly questioning the military commanders in that country is a huge mistake. And what I observed in Iraq, one of the reasons that the surge worked was that our military commanders and our civilian leaders were tied together seamlessly. They acted as a unit. They knew what the mission was. They each played their role beautifully. Here, you've already got a major divisive split before any decisions made. And I think this creates political openings and distracts from our mission in Afghanistan. I think our U.S. ambassador ought to be recalled, or at least given a stern warning that if he's got his personal opinions, keep them personal. But don't reveal to our enemies thoughts that really undermine our military.
Meanwhile, Mr. Brady, one of the president's favorite groups is back in the limelight again, ACORN. Talk about a nutty move. They're now suing the U.S. House of Representatives. And what are they going to get out of this? And where are they getting the money?
ACORN has been feeding off the public trough, off of your tax dollars for so long, they can't envision functioning without it. And what's ironic is that they're going to probably use taxpayer funds to pay for that lawsuit against taxpayers. The truth of the matter is, They need to return the money that they've been given. We need to cut them off from any activities. They should not be involved, whether it's the census or voter registration or anything that is funded with state or federal tax dollars.